Good evening and welcome to Storytime with Genevieve. Tonight I'll be telling the story of the Pineapple Princess. Let us start the Pineapple Princess. "Hello," said a bright red-headed child. "I am the Sunshine Girl, and my best friend is the Pineapple Princess. We meet every day and see where we can go just by telling each other stories. Normally, we cover our eyes and one of us will say whatever comes to our mind first. But yesterday, something weird happened. When I covered my eyes and my Pineapple Princess said, 'You're on the back of a turtle.' I opened my eyes and we really were on the back of a turtle. We don't know how we got there. One moment we were sitting in her living room. We covered our eyes. She opened her eyes first and she said, 'You're on the back of a turtle.' It was the strangest experience. The turtle was continuing down the street with us on its back. Now, she knew exactly what to do. She started to tickle the nose of the turtle, and the turtle went, and he stopped. And we got off, because he was huge. We had to slide right down off his side. He had to be as big as our house. We have no idea how we got on his back. So we get off, and we look at him, and we're like, 'Mr. Turtle, where were you taking us?' And the turtle looks down at us, and he says, 'I was instructed to take you to the king.' 'The king of what?' we both exclaim. 'Well, the king of the mountain, of course.'
'What? What king of the mountain?'
we inquired. 'Well, he lives right over there. Will you please come with me? If I don't bring you along, he's going to make me into turtle stew.'
'Oh,' we exclaimed, 'we don't want you to be turtle stew. That sounds horrid.'
'It would be horrid for me, of course. I've heard it's very delicious, but I wouldn't know. I'm a vegetarian.'
'So are we,' we exclaimed.
'Ah, well, that's good to hear. It's always good, nice to have a little fruit and veg.'
I love my fruits and vegetables,' says the Pineapple Princess, and I nodded along. So we followed the turtle, because we definitely did not want him to become turtle stew. And up we went up the mountain. Eventually, we both got very tired. The turtle, though, moved very steadily. And since he was so huge, he took very big steps. So we were always running to keep up with him. He eventually just stopped when we were starting to lag behind. And he said, 'You must climb back onto my back. You are slowing us down.' 'Of course, Mr. Turtle.'
Ah, thank you.
And he continued up the hill. And he climbed and he climbed. And it was so long that we both had fallen asleep. Eventually, the turtle's voice came into our dreams and said, 'Little girls, you must wake up. We are now at the gate.' And when we woke, we were at a huge gate. The mountain was on top of the clouds. We never even noticed that the mountain had continued all the way into the clouds before. And here it was. A castle at the top of the mountain. It was astounding. So we went up to the gate, as the turtle had instructed, and knocked. Went the gate.
'Who's there?' said the gate guard to us.
Well, The Mr. Turtle said that the King of the Mountain would like to see us.
Yes, that is true, said the gate guard to us. Follow me.
So we followed him in, having absolutely no idea what a King of the Mountain would want with the Sunshine Girl and the Pineapple Princess. We followed him through. And we must say, this castle was in disarray. There was food strewn on the walls, candelabras on their sides. It looked like there had been a huge party, and no one had bothered to clean up afterwards. And as we went, it got worse. There was even people laying on the ground, completely unconscious. Finally, we reached the throne room, which we could only imagine it was. There was gold everywhere. I had never seen so much gold. The Pineapple Princess, of course, said she had seen so much gold, but not since her last trip to France, where she had visited a palace, which we love to imagine about after her visit. It was one of her favorite daydreams. But I digress. We approached the throne, where a funny boy was sitting. He had bright blue hair, shiny silver eyes, and a lovely tone of purple skin. It was almost lilac in color. And he was sleeping. It was a very strange vision. And as we approached, the gate guard,
Your Highness, the women you called for.
Yes? Ah, hello. Oh, these are girls. These are children, he responds as he looks at us.
Yes, sir. Mr. Turtle brought them.
But they're children, he looks at us.
Yes, sir. I think Mr. Turtle went back in time.
Oh. The King of Mountain looks at us, and we look at him. He's like, you're a little young. But that's okay. I need you to get something for me. Yes, what can we do for you, sir? Your Majesty, please call me Your Majesty. Your Majesty, we respond, having never actually been in front of royalty. We had no idea how to respond. The Pineapple Princess had curtsied, but she wasn't really a Pineapple Princess. It was just her favorite name for herself, of course. Yes, Your Highness, we chorused again. What can we do for you? Well, I was hoping you would be adults when you came, but I need some advice. Every night, the whole palace comes alive. The food is amazing, by the way, but there's some kind of enchantment on the castle. We can't stop partying or eating until every one of us is unconscious. All of the royalty. The servants are fine, but I feel horrible. They always have to clean up. They've seemed to quit.
Yes, Your Highness. They have all quit.
said the gate guard. The footman is still sleeping from cleaning up yesterday's disaster. Ah, great, said the king of the mountain. Well, I was hoping you girls could help me. My advisor over there. And we look over, and there is a man in a silver robe with black and silver stars across the whole thing. Underneath the table, snoring away. Well, him, yes, him. He said that he had dreamed of you, and that you two were the only ones that could fix my issues here and somehow figure out what the curse is and solve it for us. Ah. And we looked at each other, me and my best friend, and we looked at the king of the mountain, and we looked at the gate guard. Well, we can try our best, right? I said to Pineapple Princess. She said, Sunshine Girl, it's the only thing we can do, I think. We need to save Mr. Turtle, she whispered to me. The King of the Mountain overheard us, and he's like, what about saving Mr. Turtle? Oh, he said, he said that you were going to turn him into turtle soup? No, I would never do that. Who said that to him? Oh, Your Highness, I think it was the advisor. Great, said the King of the Mountain. Now Mr. Turtle doesn't trust me. Oh, sire, I'm sure it's fine. He is a hypochondriac. Well, that is true. Mr. Troll is a hypochondriac. Anyway, I digress. Ladies, I don't know what you can do, but please help us. So, we left, and we went outside, and we looked at Mr. Turtle, and we're like, Mr. Turtle, I don't know what we're supposed to do to help him. Mr. Turtle looks at us, and he's like, well, I don't know either. But I have heard that there is a wise woman who lives at the bottom of this mountain. I don't know what the issue is. I haven't gone inside of the palace in 100 years. Not since I was a small turtle. So why did you think the King of the Mountain sent you on this mission? Well, of course, his advisor came out and told me. 5 days ago. Ah, Mr. Turtle, did he say how old we should have been? Yes, he definitely said you should be women. But when I arrived and heard your voices, you were children, and I had no choice. You were the only ones that meet the description that he gave me. Well, this is all we can do. Take us on, Mr. Turtle, to your wise woman. So we continued on. And Mr. Turtle eventually gets us to this lovely little house at the bottom of the mountain. Again, another place we had never noticed, but we had been exploring the bottom of this mountain for many years. It was in a beautiful glen. There was rabbits everywhere and birds, and once in a while, I'm pretty sure I saw some deer poking their heads around the cabin, but can't be quite 100% sure. Anyway, both me and Princess Pineapple were like, I think this is a witch that might eat us. And we giggled. Probably not, but wouldn't it be funny, she said to me. Oh yes, I responded. So we went inside. And there was a lovely lady just sitting at the table, reading a book, and drinking a cup of tea. She looked up, and she's like, hello. Who are you? Well, I'm the Sunshine Girl, And this is the Pineapple Princess. And we seem to have been sent on a mission by the King of the Mountain, who somehow got cursed to have really big parties that are messing up his style. I guess he's sleeping all day, and I guess he can't govern properly. Ah, is that what happened? Responds the wine was a woman to them. To us. Yeah, that's what it seems like. Well, let's see what we can do. She goes over to a book. And I noticed as she touched the book that Eric, King of the Mountain, appeared on the spine just as she was pulling it down. And it flops open to a page. And there is our meeting right there on the page. All drawn out in glory. And she's like, well, yeah, looks like he's in a pickle. And she flips backwards, 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 backwards. Ah, here's the issue. It seems that he has broken his vows to his intended. And they have sworn revenge. And this seemed to be the most fitting revenge for them. So it looks like your mission now is to mend the relationship between the two of them, or to get his intended to forget all about him. Me and the Pineapple Princess look at each other and go, ew, really? Yes, really, says the wise woman. Oh, that sounds silly. I look at my friend and we're like, well, it might be interesting. And so we go outside and we talk to Mr. Turtle again and tell him about the issue. Mr. Turtle says, I know exactly who it is. And we grind back on his back, and he starts walking. Eventually, we come to the sea, and Mr. Turtle goes into the water. And he swims along until we come to an archipelago, an island made on top of a coral reef. And there stands one of the most enchanting beings that either of us had ever seen. And we look at them and we're like, hello? Hello? They respond back, are you the King of the Mountain's intended? Well, I was. Then he told me he didn't want to get married anymore. And you what? Cursed him? Well, I didn't really mean to, but the fish of the sea owed me a favor, and I was just bemoaning to it the issues with Eric, and the fish said he would take care of it. I don't know what happened. Well, King has to party every night, and I guess all of his household staff have quit by now, and all he has is a footman, Mr. Turtle, and the gate guard left of his serving staff. His advisor we saw completely knocked out, sleeping underneath a table. All of his royal subjects were strewn about the palace. The place is disaster inside. You have to forgive him. Or something. Forget about him? Forgive him? Well, I've already forgived him, they said. I'm not sure. Well, I still do love him. That's sweet, says the Pineapple Princess. Would you like to come back with us? And maybe we can sort this out. Together. No more weird parties at night. Well, can't hurt, I guess. And we and the King's Intended hopped back onto Mr. Turtle's back. And as we were swimming back, a giant gold fish popped its head up. It's like, what are you doing? We're gonna go back to the King of the Mountain. I forgive them, says the King and King's Intended. Why did I go to so much effort to curse him if you were just gonna turn around and forgive him? It's been only 100 days. I think 100 days is enough time for him to regret his decisions. Whatever, says the fish, and flops back in. See if I ever do you a favor again, is grunted at them as it swims away. Now I have to go say sorry to Mr. Fish. But that's a story for another day, I guess. And we eventually make it back to shore. And Mr. Turtle climbs back up the mountain and makes it to the palace. And Eric and his attendant do talk. And it turns out that Eric was just feeling a little jittery about the wedding coming up, and so he'd broken up their engagement. And he really did regret it because he missed them greatly. And they were happy. So it worked out. And we left, me and my best friend, the Pineapple Princess, and we decided we would just walk back home. And no one stopped us. I don't even know if they noticed we left. But that's okay. Maybe we'll have an adventure again on another day. Thank you for joining me on another Story Time with Genevieve. I hope you enjoyed the story, and join me again next time, where I'll be telling another one of my stories. Sweet dreams, and good night.